we're quite restricted in what we can do unless we actually catch them in the act. One of the facts is the person that has taken them, they must be a registered flock owner. So they must have a herd number, and they must be able to offload these sheep, and they must have local knowledge in the area. To offload them, obviously, they're meant to be, all sheep are tagged, when they're electronically tagged, and sheep must follow, if you sell them, they must have a dispatch docket, so there's a paper trail there, be it farm to farm, or into the factories, or to the marts.
Say there's 25 sheep, right? There's 25 tags. Those tags are removed. 25 tags have to come from somewhere. So, as far as the database is concerned, or the body that distributes these tags, where did the new 25 replacement tags come from them, and who can apply for them?
This is where that the DVO do have an input here. Everything is dispatched and everything's recorded. So if you're, I mean, all of a sudden seeking new tags this time of year, then that should be raising alarm bells what the department. Farmers, they generally just order the tags to for the newborn lambs that are coming out, let's say, in April or May. No, there is a paper trail there, and there is an opportunity for the guards, the DVO, and the factory and the farmer to work together and try and look at this and come to some kind of conclusion, you know.